USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is being praised by the Ukrainian president for banning Russian oil imports. President Zelensky encouraging other countries' leaders to follow the Biden administration. President Biden calling the ban another powerful blow to Russia during its ongoing invasion of Ukraine. It's sticker shock at the gas pump, with prices rising more than 50 cents in 1 week. This Michigan resident saying he's not happy with the price of gas and saying the country's moving in the wrong direction.
Just totally disgusted with what's going on with the whole leadership of our country, because they're the blame.
AAA putting Tuesday's new nationwide average at $4.17 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
President Biden wants the United States to do more for veteran health care. Biden telling an audience in North Texas how important it is for those who serve to get the care they needed.
Every single solitary veteran deserves to be treated with dignity. They shouldn't have to ask for a thing. It shouldn't be, can you help me? It's, I've got a problem, and we should say, how can we help?
Congressional lawmakers are finalizing a government funding bill that would include aid to Ukraine amid Russia's invasion of the country. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, criticizes Congress's response to providing aid to Ukraine and calls for quicker action when the bill is ready for a vote.
We've been slow, much too slow. The package, I gather, will be coming over from the House attached to the Omni. I think it's an important step. It needs to be passed, and it needs to be passed quickly.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The president makes a move on Tuesday that had bipartisan support among lawmakers.
The United States has banned all Russian oil imports. Oil from Russia accounts for roughly 3% of the U.S. crude oil imports and about 1% of total crude oil processed by U.S. refineries. That's according to the American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers Trade Association. Russian leaders have said oil per barrel will jump to $300 if the United States ends its purchases. President Biden Tuesday.
Banning all imports of Russian oil and gas and energy. That means Russian oil will no longer be acceptable at U.S. ports, and the American people will deal another powerful blow to Putin's war machine.
The United States has banned all imports of oil, natural gas, and coal from Russia. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Florida State Senate is approving the Parents' Rights in Education bill. The bill prevents teachers from discussing LGBTQ issues in grades K through 3rd or in a manner that's not age or developmentally appropriate. Apple is announcing a variety of new products at its first launch event of this year. Among the products teased included new colors for iPhone 13 models, a new iPod Air, a budget iPhone, and the company's most powerful chip to date called M1 Ultra. Apple's next launch event will be in the fall. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.